I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A rising death toll shows this past monsoon season in Kenya has been anything but normal. Flash floods killed 66 Kenyans on Monday, and this brings the flooding death toll to nearly 170 since March. Around 185,000 people have been displaced. Nehemiah with FMI says the ministry is in touch with local church partners.
The flood has extremely affected the church because many of the church members are misplaced. One boat yesterday carrying more than 40 people from Mudogo to Garissa was swept away by the floods, and we are yet to know how many survived.
While the church in Kenya grapples with flood devastation alongside their neighbors, they're still living out the gospel. Pray Kenyans find hope in Jesus. And less than a third of young people believe porn is bad for society. In some cases, porn is a coping mechanism for child abuse survivors. Not all, but many of the men in a residential program at the Lighthouse can trace roots of their addiction to childhood trauma. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says
80-90% of the men that are in our program with addictions have been sexually abused in their life.
Take Scott, for example. An alcohol addict for 40 years, Scott came to the Lighthouse after secular treatment programs failed to help. After walking through scripture with the Lighthouse staff, Scott found freedom in Christ.
I remember the day when Scott came back and said, I forgave this person. And do you know what? I don't have to drink anymore. By dealing with it one-on-one in counseling, he found freedom from alcohol as well from that burden that he'd been carrying for many, many years.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.